This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rock.
Yeah, well, I'm a boat rocker, too. Not quite as big as Bradley Dean. Don't need as big a boat as he does. But I gotta tell you, I do my best to make as many waves as possible. This is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, sitting in for my friend Bradley Dean today. It's always an honor to sit in for Bradley. He's always out chasing demons, looking to pound knots on the devil's head, and had an opportunity to, that he could not be behind the microphone today, so he gave that opportunity to me. Again, you can find me, again, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, you can find me at Coach DaveLive.com. I'm Coach Dave, and I'm live, coming to you from, I jokingly tell people, the cornfields outside of Columbus, Ohio. Honored to be here with you today. You know, I was listening to Bradley's intro there. He's my kind of guy, man. He tells it like it is. See, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. And so what I want to talk to you about today, a couple different things I'd like to talk to you about. I'm going to open up the phone lines later on. Not right now. I would make the case here for what the problem is in America. And I would say to you folks, you know, we saw in the last election, the election of 2016, that MAGA hat that candidate Trump wore around, "Make America Great Again." I got one of those, by the way, in the other room. Donald Trump can't make America great again, folks. Donald Trump can't do that. The problems we have in this nation, they're spiritual problems. They're moral problems. Not problems that are going to be solved by a politician. Not problems that are going to be solved by some act of Congress. They are problems that are going to be solved by some newfangled ideas and some new legislation out of Congress. I appreciate the fact that President Trump said he wants to make America great again, but the only way America will ever be great again is if the church becomes great again. You heard me. The Church of Jesus Christ takes its rightful place, then maybe America will have a chance to be great again. And I'm one of those guys, I'm a boat rocker, as I said, probably rocking and paddling just as hard and rocking just as hard as what Bradley does. Maybe in a different area, maybe in a different stream, maybe in a different puddle. I had once had some guy tell me that, well, you're just a tadpole flopping around in a mud puddle and thinking that you're a whale. Well, I don't have any misconceptions about who I am or what I am, but I can tell you this, that the situation that we are in America today, we are in with the approval of the American church. None of this could be happening without the approval of the American church. I wrote a commentary last week. I write one every week, can be found at newswithviews.com. I know Bradley posts there sometimes as well. Newswithviews.com. And I wrote a commentary last week. I wrote one this week as well that it's gotten a lot of play. I guess that's the word you'd use. One I wrote last week was, why are Christian men so soft? What's happened to us, folks? Why are Christian men so soft? And I look across the spectrum of America. Like Bradley, I'm a street rat. That's the name I've given myself. By that I mean I do ministry out on the street. I have folks say, where's your church, coach? I'd like to come to your church. I don't have a church. My church is the street. I take the gospel of Jesus Christ, we take it to the street. I was a high school football coach. A little background, quick one. 1997, I got sued by the American Civil Liberties Union. 1997, 21 years ago, I got sued by the ACLU as a high school football coach, as I said, here in the cornfields outside of Columbus, Ohio, for having prayer with our football team. And I went through a two-year battle with the American Civil Liberties Union. Can't even really say that word. For my God-given right to be able to pray. And at the conclusion of that, prayer never stopped. We were undefeated my last year of coaching, and I went on and left teaching and coaching and started Pass the Salt Ministry. Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 says, "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its savor, it's henceforth good for nothing, except to be cast out and trodden under the foot of men." I saw a lot of good-for-nothing Christianity. Is it okay to say that today? Good-for-nothing Christianity. This is 1997, 1998, 1999, 2000. When I went in my battle in our small Midwestern town against the forces of darkness, the American Civil, the aptly misnamed American Civil Liberties Union, they're not American, they're not about civil liberties. When I fought my battle against them, I have to be honest with you, I stood alone in many ways. My family stood with me. Some of my assistant coaches stood with me. There were a few people in town. I got a lot of cards and a lot of letters and a lot of support from people say, "We're behind you, coach." And I come to find out, oh, yeah, they sure are. They're way behind me. But the remarkable thing about that whole time that I went through that, that's 18 years ago now, 2000. Back 21, 22 years ago, if you go back to 1997 when the whole thing began, two-year battle against the American Civil Liberties Union in our town for my God-given right to be able to pray, not one pastor called me. You heard me right. It was a very, very public fight. It was all over. It was national news. It was the breaking of that wave back in, that anti-God, anti-Christian wave. It's just beginning to break across America, 1997. And not one pastor came and stood with me and to defend the right of football players to pray before a football game. In fact, some of them were my greatest opposition, saying, here's how it is. It's the law of the land, the Constitution. We got to follow the Constitution. Well, that's a bunch of malarkey. There's no separation between the church and state anywhere in any of our founding documents. America's schools were greater. America was greater when there was prayer in school, when Bible was taught in school, when we had all shared a common sense of values, Christian values, not the idea that everybody had to be a Christian, but that we had a set of rules and regulations that we lived by. And you could come to America, and you could be whatever you wanted to be. You could be an atheist. You could be a Muslim. You could be a Buddhist. You could be Jewish. You can call it whatever you want to. You could be a tree worshiper. You could hug trees. But here's the truth. The rules for this nation are this, and they're based on the Ten Commandments of God. And if you want to live here and want to live here peacefully, you can come here and you can worship whatever God you want to worship, but you will not violate these commandments. These are the laws that we expect everybody to follow, and they were based on Christian values, Christian principles. And then they overwhelmed us with what they called multiculturalism. They told us, first of all, that there was a separation between the church and state, that you couldn't have prayer in school, you couldn't teach Bible reading in school, you couldn't have the Ten Commandments up on the wall, you couldn't pray before a football game. They bombarded us with that lie based on Everson versus the Board of Education, the Supreme Court decision in 1947. Hey, folks, Supreme Court decisions aren't laws. There's no law against praying in school. No law. We'll say it again, real slowly. No law against praying before schools. They just tell us there is. And we act like it. I'll be right back on the other side. Why are Christian men so soft? That's how I got in the mess that I'm in. We'll talk about that on the other side. Coach Dave Dobenmeyer.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, "I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers." They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Michael Anderson. I am a Marine Corps veteran and contributing writer at Sons of Liberty Media. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are on the leading edge, explaining the power of the Constitution and the biblical principles that made America the greatest country on earth. I'm proud to be a contributor with Bradley and his team as they spread the message of the truths found in the Constitution to thousands of Americans.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Making waves. As I said earlier, not as big as Bradley. Don't take as big a boat. But I try to leave a pretty large wake behind me as well. You can find out more about me at CoachDaveLive.com, CoachDaveLive.com. I do host my own internet radio program. It's broadcast on a lot of different platforms at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time every morning, 5 days a week. I take the weekends off, but 5 days a week you can find us there. It's an hour-long program, 7 to 8 o'clock, and the show is archived. Listen to it for free. You can watch the video of it. You can download it. You can podcast it. It's always available at CoachDaveLive.com. And I'm telling you something, folks, this is just like Bradley Dean. This is a manly gospel. It's a manly gospel. And I believe that we are in the mess that we are in today because men have forgotten what it means to be men. Not only have we forgotten what it means to be men, we've forgotten what it means to be a Christian man. There should be something different about a Christian man. And you know, of all of my travels and all of my coaching and everything that I've done, I used to hear the refrain or hear people say, well, like when I was coaching young football players, I would hear the principal say to the boys as we were getting on the bus, now act like Christians, act like Christians. I say, yeah, there's the problem. That's our problem, acting like Christians. It's like vitamins. Be one. Don't act like one. Be one. And I contend that we're in the mess that we're in America today because Christian men in particular have no idea what it means to be a Christian man. Now, I wrote a commentary last week at News with Views, newswithviews.com. I do it every Thursday. I post one there or try to do one every Thursday. As I said, Bradley's also a contributor there. But I want to share this with you, folks. I know it's not always great radio to read, but some of these things are just I just got to read them to you. I wrote this, Christian men are soft. Okay, here we go. I don't think there's a nice way to say it, especially if you're not really concerned about being nice. It's reached the point where I'm almost embarrassed to identify with the sissified men that I see representing Christianity. Hey, can anybody out there in Radio Land, anybody say amen? Can anybody out there give me a thumbs up? If we continue, what in the world has happened to us? Why is the average Christian man so unlike the Christian men that we find in the Bible? You know, I think I ought to ask you that again, friends. Why is the average Christian man so unlike the Christian men that we read about in the Bible? Pick your Bible hero. Well, my favorite is my namesake, David. Take a good hard look at your favorite biblical character, and see if you see anything like him in America today. Biblical men were real men. They fought evil, they spoke truth, and usually they ended up in trouble with the authorities of their day. It's only modern Christian men who find solace and comfort in bowing their collective knees to the forces of darkness. Hey folks, has there ever been a time in the history of the world where Christian leadership regarded compromise as a sign of godliness? Boy, that's a mic drop, isn't it? Has there ever been a time like that? Look across America. Do you see any Christian men standing up and fighting for anything? See any pastors standing up and doing it? I continue in this commentary. Compromise is weakness. Jesus didn't compromise. He didn't go along to get along. The greater the opposition for his revolutionary message, the more he doubled down. Despite what may be modeled for you in your own local church, folks, the King of Kings was not a passive, I'm okay, you're okay kind of guy. No. Hey, folks, they crucified him, you know. They crucified Jesus. This topic is near and dear to my heart because I'm often reminded that my harshness is a turnoff to some of the sissy Christian men who wouldn't recognize a jockstrap if it hit him in the face. John the Baptist didn't wear skinny jeans. Jeremiah was not into friendship evangelism. And Jesus did not surround himself with cookie-cutter senior pastors, ministers of music, or youth ministers that dot the landscape of American churches today. Oh, no. He went after the hardcore guys. Guys who knew how to get their hands dirty, as opposed to today's pastors, CEOs, that's so prevalent in what I call evangelifishism today. Yeah. You know what an evangelifish is, folks? It's a Christian without a backbone. So where do we come up with the idea that Jesus was a softy, a pushover, a Mr. Rogers clone? Somebody help me here. Can you point out for me even one hero in the scriptures that was a weenie? Can you, folks? Name one for me that was a hero who was a weenie. Christianity is in dire need of a reformation. How in the name of all that is holy have we come to the point where any man who speaks his mind is considered unchristian? Have you read the book of Acts? Don't you understand that those in the Bible who are most famous are the ones who opposed the status quo? Paul wrote most of the New Testament from jail. A jail cell was Paul's pulpit. Not today, no sir. Anyone who stands up and speaks out is considered a troublemaker. Challenging the authorities is now taboo. It's sowing discords, what the religious folks tell us. Standing up for truth, exposing sin, pushing it back against the darkness just isn't very Christian anymore. I heard from one of my listeners to my show last week, and he said I'd be more effective in my ministry if I was more Christ-like in my approach. What do you mean by that? I replied to the email. Well, you just seem to be so harsh in your approach. You know, you can catch a lot more flies with honey than you can with sugar. Well, I responded, what makes you think I'm looking for flies? Flies swarm around dead things. Jesus called us to be salt, not sugar. Oh, yeah, the writer jabbed. Our pastor's a very soft-spoken man, and he's built a wonderful ministry at our church. Hundreds come to hear his encouraging messages every week. So I replied, sounds to me like he's caught a lot of flies. I like the fly swatter approach better. That's right, folks. Christian men have become so soft. Despite what they want you to believe, it was harsh, non-compromising Christian men that built this nation. Compromised, soft, milquetoast Christian men are giving it away. That's right, they are. Christian American men are so deceived. Soft men don't fight. Soft men don't reach across the aisle. Soft Soft men do reach across the aisle. Soft men pride themselves on their ability to compromise. Soft men tolerate evil. Soft men have soft hands. Soft men go down with a whimper. But harsh men say harsh things. Harsh men take harsh action. Harsh men inspire real men. The Bible is the story of harsh men taking harsh action during harsh times. The American left is harsh. They're Christless. They are intent on destroying everything that strong Christian men built. The left advances only because the right is soft. Iron sharpens iron, the Bible tells us. Well, not today, my friends. No. Today, iron softens iron. That is the mistake of the American church. Sit down, shut up, get out with the program, don't make waves, God is love, don't be angry. Bonhoeffer is credited with having said, silence in the face of evil is evil itself. Not to speak is to speak. Not to act is to act. America is being bombarded with evil. Why do we think that submission to evil displays strength? What type of man cowers in the face of evil? Well, soft men do. Soft Christian men. And that, my friends, is what our churches are producing. It was written by Coach Dave Dobmeier. That'd be me. I wrote that a week ago, yesterday, July 26, 2018. Why are Christian men so soft, folks? See, we're in a war. Scriptures say that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against evil spirits in high places. And the weapons of our warfare aren't carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Boy, I wrote one today. I may share with it on the other side of the break when we come back. I'd like to open up the phone lines if you'd like to jump in here, and maybe you can help me out. Maybe you can ask me. Help me figure out why Christian men are so soft. The number is 866-582-9933. I promise I'll be gentle with you. I know I'm loud. I know I'm harsh. I'll be kind with you. I'll be good to you. 866-582-9933. That's the question of the day. Why are Christian men so soft? And question number two that goes along with it, can you point out for me one hero of the Bible who was soft, compromising, go along to get along, tolerant? No. Coach Dave Dobmeier sitting in for Bradley Dean. 866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats said today that Russia is continuing to pursue efforts to interfere in U.S. elections. Coats also shared a specific message that President Trump gave him.
The president has specifically directed us to make the matter of the election meddling and securing our election process a top priority, and we have done that and are doing that and will continue to do so. We have incorporated the lessons learned from the 2016 election and implemented a broad spectrum of actions to share more information across the federal government, as well as with state and local governments, and also with the public and the private sector. The intelligence community continues to be concerned about the threats of upcoming U.S. elections.
You are listening to USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for. But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Yeah, I'm rocking the boat today. Thanks, Dave Dobbenmeyer, sitting in for Bradley Dean. I know Bradley wouldn't mind me saying this, and he certainly doesn't pay me to say this, folks. Brad, there aren't many guys in America like Bradley Dean, saying the things that he says, doing the things that he does. And I just know as somebody who walks that same walk, this stuff takes money to do it. Bradley's on radio stations all across America, and it takes finances to do it. And I always tell folks who support our ministry, Past the Salt Ministries, CoachDaveLive.com, I tell them this. I say, listen, if you find a ministry that's doing what we do and do it better, then support them. But I don't believe you're going to find one doing it the way that we do it. And I'm sure that's the same thing Bradley would do. So, I call it spiritual welfare. You sit out there and listen for free all the time, or you can support the efforts of Bradley. I hope I went out of line on that, Bradley. I just believe in you, believe in the work you do. I'm going to give that phone number again. Some of you are probably sitting out there a little bit taken aback, but maybe not. Not if you listen to Bradley. Bradley's an edgy, harsh kind of guy as well. But I put the question out there, and I'm looking at the board here, waiting for somebody to call in and help me out with two of the questions that I ask. The first question I ask is, why are Christian men so soft? Why are Christian men so soft? I'd love to hear from you. Maybe you have a better angle on it than I do. Maybe you have a better reason, a better understanding of why. I can sit behind this microphone. I have the gift of gab. I can talk. But I'd love to have some dialogue. I'd love to hear from you about what you think it is and what you see in your local church and what you see right where you are and what it is that we need to do if we're going to win this battle. Because, friends, our opponents are out in the streets. Here's a phone number again. I'll say it real slow. 866-582-9970. 866-582-9933. There won't be a whole lot of wait time. We'll get you up in here right away. But, you know, Rush Limbaugh says that if you notice when you listen to Rush, if you ever happen to listen to it, he'll call it Open Line Friday, and I'm going to open up the phone lines, and then you listen to him, and he might take three, maybe four calls. He might take one at the top of each hour. He might mix one in at the bottom of an hour. Open Phone Friday. And so Rush Limbaugh said this show, his show, is successful because it's about what he thinks. Well, I guess that's good. I'd like to hear what you think. This is a platform for you to jump in here, get involved. I think you're just driving down the road. Put your cell phone up to your ear. Let's talk. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. You know, the last time I sat in for Bradley, I made the point that every major moral issue in America that we're dealing with today, homosexuality, sodomy, LGBTQRSTUVWX, whatever, any type of sexual deviancy, abortion, which is the killing of unborn children, the removal of prayer from our schools, the removal of Bible reading from our schools, the removal of the Ten Commandments from public buildings in America. Folks, none of those were done with the approval or the vote of the American people. They were done with what we call court decisions, Supreme Court decisions. Well, Supreme Courts do not make law. It's pretended legislation. That's what it tells us in the Declaration of Independence. If you would read it, you would find that one of the things that they accused the king of was pretended legislation. In other words, making and calling things law that are not law. So here we sit today in 2018 on January 22nd, 1973. And if my math is any good, that would be, what, 45 years? 45 years ago, six terrorists in a black robe, although it might have been seven, ruled that a woman had a right to kill an unborn baby. And the question we have to ask ourselves when that happened on January 22nd, 1973, where were the pastors? Where were the churches in America to rise up and say, no, absolutely not, never, never? Where were they? See, as far as I know, murder is still a crime. Murder is the killing of an innocent human being. That's abortion. See, abortion is legal only today. It's not legal, by the way. They just tell us it is. The courts don't make law. And we have abortion in America today only because Christian men are okay with it. Christian men have said it's okay. See, my wife and I, we go to the abortion clinics regularly. We go out on the streets outside the abortion clinic. And I can't tell you the number of conversations that we have with men who have brought their girlfriend, usually their girlfriend, sometimes their wives, but usually their girlfriend. They brought their girlfriend in to kill their baby. And we say to the men, get in there, man. What are you doing? Go rescue your baby. And often, more often than not, the men respond to us with a, you know, they tilt their head sideways like a dog. They just heard a dog whistle. And they say, hey, I don't want to kill it, but it's her choice. What? Her choice? Let me ask you something, buddy, I'd say to one of the guys. Does your girlfriend, she tell you what kind of truck to drive? She tell you what kind of car to drive? She tell you when to be home? What do you mean? She says it's her right to make that decision. See, but the only reason that your wife is in there or your girlfriend is in there to kill her baby is because you haven't been man enough to stand up and say no to it. Therefore, that means abortion is not a woman's issue. It's a man's issue. Again, our experience outside of those clinics is, and my wife would attest to it, that rarely do you ever see a woman going to kill the baby that would kill it if her husband said no. if her boyfriend put his foot down and said no, she would not kill the baby. See, so feminism, oh, feminism has sold out women, and women don't even know it. See, all feminism has done is given irresponsible men the right to be irresponsible. They take a woman, take her out, bed her down, get her pregnant, and then say, well, gee, honey, it's your choice. It's your choice. Take two to tango where I'm from. So irresponsible men, what do? They don't step to the plate. And we have abortion today because we have permitted abortion to be, are you ready, a woman's issue. It's not. Abortion's a man's issue. It's a man's issue. To defend, to protect, and to defend. That's what a man does. We tell the guys at the abortion clinic, hey, pal, we yell at them. Real men don't kill babies. Real men raise babies. Why are Christian men so soft today? Why are guys who tell the truth considered harsh? Why does truth sound like hate? Love to hear from you. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. And we look at the situation that's going on today with the deviant sex. Not only are those sexual deviants controlling the American culture, my friends, we now see that they are teaching homosex, transgenderism to children in our schools. Now, ask yourself this. Who is giving them permission to do that? How are they getting away with it? And see, if somebody goes into the public schools, as has happened to me, I go into the public schools and I speak against deviant sexual behavior, the left comes out of the woodwork, standing up and demanding I don't have the right to speak, and who is he, and shut him up, and don't let him say that. Where's our team? Where's our team saying, you're going to do what? You're going to teach little children in kindergarten what? Not on my watch, you ain't going to, pal. No, sirree. You're not going to teach my little grandchild about homosexuality. No, sir. Not on my watch. Where are the Christian men? Where are the pastors? Where are the churches that will stand up against that? Can I tell you where they are? They bowed their knee to the false god of government. Government. They say, well, coach, we have to let him teach homosexuality in our schools because the government says they can. Really? Well, there's one problem here. This is a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. And the only reason that they're able to get away with that is because, as a wise man once said, the only thing necessary for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing. And today, good men are doing nothing. They're soft. They're afraid of conflict. Again, pick your favorite Bible character and see if you see any reflection of him in today's culture, in today's society. I say no. Why are Christian men so soft? 866-582-9933. Again, 866-582-9933. I catch this argument. And I'm going to have to save this one until the other side. Love to hear from you. 866-582-9933. Why are Christian men so soft? It's Dave Dobenmeyer sitting in for Bradley Dean. We'll be right back on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Bradley Dean, the ultimate boat rocker. Coach Dave Dobenmeyer sitting in today for Bradley Dean. I want to thank Bradley for the opportunity. I was just listening to one of the commercials there in the break, and the idea that we're in a war. Folks, we are fighting a war over free speech. That's what we're fighting. I don't know how much you folks are aware of it. I'm aware of it because I'm actively involved every day in the media. I've been doing a daily, I hate to call it podcast, because we are also on, we're on some terrestrial radio. We're on YouTube. We do the video. We're in a lot of different venues. But I've had something that's happened to me twice in the 2.5 years I've been doing it, and it's happening to me right now. My program is banned on YouTube. They put me in, what do they call it? Is it YouTube jail? I don't know what it is. When we do our show, we stream it live on YouTube. But when we stream it live on YouTube, we talk about the hard issues of the day. We talk about the homosexual agenda. We talk about abortion. We talk about ungodly government. We talk about the fact that the churches are passive. We talk about the indoctrination of our children in school. We talk about all of that. And then YouTube says, well, your program violates community standards, and they don't tell you what those community standards are, and then they pull you down for 30 days. And at the same time, I get banned on Facebook. Well, we would broadcast our show, and we would broadcast it live on Facebook. It's called live streaming. I'm sure many of you have seen that. We would stream our show live on Facebook. And what do you think happened to that? Twice in the last 3 months, I have been put in Facebook jail for a month. I'm currently in Facebook jail right now because of a show that I did 30-some days ago. And what was the show about? It was about the LGBTQRS movement and what's going on and how they're indoctrinating our kids and how they recruit our kids in school. And they said that did not meet their community standards. You know, folks, Alex Jones calls it InfoWars. We are in an information war like we have never been in. And I want you to understand that this idea of shadow banning, they call it on Facebook and YouTube and Twitter. Shadow banning means you produce some content, you produce a show, and the platform that you're on, Facebook, shadow bans it. In other words, they don't blast it out, so it doesn't go any farther than just maybe you and a few of your friends. This is going on all around the culture and the society. And the battle that we have is to get a platform where the truth can get out. And I often tell people this. We speak the oracles of God. Coach Dave Dobenmeyer does. Bradley Dean does. Others do the Hagman and Hagman report. I could give you Dave Hodges. I could give you a lot of names, people who are speaking the truth. And, of course, they're calling it alternative news, the alt-right. No. Listen, my friends. Listen, voices like Bradley Dean and voices like Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, we are becoming the mainstream media. More and more people are waking up, and they're understanding what's going on, and they're turning away from the establishment Alphabet Studios, Alphabet News. They're turning away from all of them because they understand that they are not getting the truth. So we're fighting a battle of containment, a huge, massive battle of containment. I think it would be imperative and important for those of you who are listening to the show today, or maybe those who listen to Bradley regularly, or maybe those who happen to pick up a podcast that I throw out there, or a commentary that I write out there on News with You. I think it's imperative, folks. We must begin to share on social media. We have to become our own disseminators of information. We can no longer keep it to ourselves. We have to share. We have to post. We have to. I said this. Remember when John Lennon in 1970, I'm showing my age, sang "Imagine There's No Heaven, It's Easy If You Try, No Hell Below Us, Above Us Only Sky. Imagine all the people living life in peace. You may say, hey, I'm a dreamer." Folks, that is the American culture. We are now counterculture. John Lennon's vision has come to pass. What a time to be alive. What a time to be alive. But we have to first understand the times in which we live and understand what the battle is. And understand that retreating and hiding inside our stained glass fortresses is not going to get the job done. Our enemies are in the streets. Our enemies are taking what they believe to government officials. Our enemies are having sit-ins and they're having demonstrations while the church retreats inside of the church and simply prays. Nothing against prayer. But it's been my belief and Bradley's belief that it takes both prayer and action. The Bible says faith without works. I say prayer without boots on the ground. Prayer without corresponding action. Prayer without some action for the Lord to bless. Prayer alone is not enough. If you think I'm wrong, consider this. When Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he prayed so hard, the Bible says, that blood came out of his pores. That's a question for you today. When's the last time you prayed so hard that blood came out of your pores? But that's not the amazing part of it. He prayed so hard that blood came out of his pores. Then he got up and he went to the cross. God so loved the world that he did something. And where would we be today if Jesus, our Savior, was still in the garden praying? What a time to be alive. What a time to be alive, Christian brother and sister. As I said at the beginning, we begin to wind down here. Donald Trump, he can make all the hats that he wants, all the mega hats he wants. Donald Trump cannot make America great again. Donald Trump is merely a bouncer at a bar. He blocked the door to evil. And he's giving the church, I believe, one last time to stand up and be accounted. That America will only be great again in relationship to how great the American church becomes again. Pastors, at no time ever in the history of our republic have we needed strong moral leadership more than we do today. I just saw an article this week. Southern Baptist Convention is considering becoming more LGBTQRS friendly. Folks, if we lose the Southern Baptist Convention, we lose the Southern Baptist, folks. Where are we in America? Why are Christian men so soft? Check me out, if you will, CoachDaveLive.com. CoachDaveLive.com. Everything we have, we've got a lot of content on our website. Everything we have there is free. We have 5 daily shows. We have videos. We have commentaries. We have, oh my goodness, we have so much free content there. And I promise you this, if you go to our website, you check out what we say and what we do there, it will encourage you in your out-of-the-box walk for our Savior. Status quo Christianity isn't going to do it. Want to be a boat rocker? Want to join Bradley Dean and Coach Dave and thousands of others across America being boat rockers? You want to stand up and be counted? You want to be like one of those heroes we read about in the Old Testament, the heroes we read about in the New Testament? We want to be one of those who stands, as the Bible says, and endures to the end? Folks, we're not running a popularity contest. As much as they may talk about friendship evangelism, we are in a war. We're in a war! In your battle stations, all hands on deck. Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer, CoachDaveLive.com, sitting in for Pastor Bradley Dean. Appreciate the chance. God bless. Bless you. Do something great for Jesus today.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.